Because there are so many buyers and not enough inventory of houses, you'll likely have to dish out tens of thousands of extra dollars. In Flagstaff,
I'm seeing people offering about 5% above asking price.
Gary Nelson is a realtor up north. He's also the president-elect of the Arizona Association of Realtors and says bidding wars are happening all across the state. Here in the Valley, Rodney Wood is seeing houses sell for about 10% over asking price.
Sometimes it's because of just a couple of buyers that just don't want to give up.
He recently sold several houses for more than $100,000 over asking price. So who's making the big offers?
We do have a few more out-of-state buyers. A lot of them are Western United States, California, Washington, Oregon.
Wood stresses locals still make up the largest share of buyers, but he worries that as home prices rise, it's becoming harder for the average person to buy a house.
Nothing we can do to control that, but it's not something we like to see.
Home prices in the Phoenix area are growing at the fastest rate in the nation, and they have been for nearly a year. Last month, they rose by 20%, according to the leading measure of U.S. home prices. For Nelson, this shows
we're in historic times. We've not seen this type of a seller's market in our area and throughout the state of Arizona and even throughout the nation ever before.
His advice for buyers, have enough earnest money. Get pre-qualified with a local lender. Have an experienced realtor who can help you win a bidding war and stay in your budget. Wood feels the same way.
We don't want anybody to overspend, and sometimes it's not the right time. But then again, we can't advise people to wait because we don't know when it's going to flatten.
Griselda Satino, KTAR News.